This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we are, inshallah, ending our program today with dua. And the dua that we will be learning today is the other dua which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in Qunut. Because Qunut is essentially the time of what to do either in the witr prayer or in the last raka'ah of Fajr. So the Prophet ﷺ taught different dua. We mentioned one of them yesterday, and today we will mention the other one, inshallah. So we'll say it in Arabic, and then we will also say it in English. I'll mention the translation, and inshallah I'll make it available as well on the page so that anyone who can then go back to that and learn it. Dua is one of those things that is personal, and it's good to understand what you're saying, but there's also extra virtue for making the dua that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, because what's known as dua al-ma'thur, that which has been narrated from the Prophet ﷺ. So in that case, learning dua al-ma'thur is also beneficial, and it's also more, I wouldn't say it's more rewardable, but definitely is rewardable in the sense that you're following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruk, wa nu'minu bika wa natawakkalu alayka wa nakhla'u من يفجرك اللهم لك نصلي ونسجد اللهم إليك نسعى ونحفد نرجو رحمتك ونخاف عذابك إن عذابك الجد بالكفار ملحق وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This was one of the du'as that the Prophet taught, which is, O Allah, we seek help of you, and we seek forgiveness of you, we believe in you, and we depend on you. We deny or we leave whoever rejects you and denies you. O Allah, it is you we worship, and it is you whom we pray to, and we turn towards. It is you that we run or walk towards as well, and we seek your rahmah, your mercy, and we anticipate your forgiveness, and we are afraid, or we seek refuge from your punishment, because your punishment, which is real, is going to be falling on those who disbelieve. So it is a dua which affirms our position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we believe in Him, we seek forgiveness of Him, we seek help of Him. So it is very much in line of what I've mentioned today, which is to affirm our ubudiyyah, our station as the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to affirm our response to that, which is that we worship Allah, we turn to Him, we prostrate to Him, we seek His forgiveness, we seek His help, and we acknowledge that we are seeking His mercy and seeking refuge from His punishment.